Good evening. Welcome to my home, human. This wonderful cave. I've never had a guest before. Well, a human guest, that's for sure. Well, I think you were working on that ship over there. Well, can't exactly see it now because it's sinking to the seabed as we speak. But I don't know, something hit the ship and it started to sink, and you were lucky, and that I was out swimming around at that time, or you wouldn't have made it. I wasn't even expecting you to be alive, but here you are. How are you feeling? No. I promise you didn't hit your head. I'm as free as can be. Come feel my tail. See? You aren't going crazy. Sorry if I'm being too forward right now. I've just never been up close to a human before.
I'm sure you can say the same thing about a mermaid, but you don't really look in a state to be.
Whoa, how very unthankful you are. I saved you, and instead of staying to thank me for the night, you're demanding I take you back. Apologies, but we must wait until the sun rises. I can't see in the dark, contrary to popular belief. Now, you'll be staying the night with me, and you have no other choice. I mean, you're welcome to swim back to shore if you want, but we are in the middle of the Black Sea, so good luck with that. So, good choice. While we wait until the sun rises, I want to say I've always been interested in learning about humans. Like, really interested. I've never had the opportunity to be this close with one of your kind before. So, do you mind if I look at your legs? I just wondered what they are like. Are they like arms? I have arms too, so you can see I can't imagine what legs would be like. May I take these off? Whoa! They are better than I was expecting. May I touch? So what do you call the bottom of the legs? A shin. And when we go further up, this is the kneecap, alright. And then your legs get thicker to the thigh. Right, I'm learning so much. This is around where our tails should start, so wait. I thought you humans had only two legs. What is this third one? Third leg? And why is it smaller? Why is it way smaller than the other legs? It just exists. This is really interesting for my research. What is the purpose of this third leg? It certainly doesn't help you to walk. Wait, you're going to show me what it's for? Wow, this is going to be so cool. What do I do? So I put my hands around it, just like this. More tighter? Okay, I can do that. And I move it up and down. Are you sure about this? Isn't that going to hurt? Oh my god, this is so weird. But it's kind of cool how it's just there, going up and down, up and down. And it doesn't come off or anything. Wait, there is juice that comes out of it. Oh my god, nice. What flavour? I need to put my mouth around it. Okay, no problem. What, huh? Wait, why is it not coming out? Oh, so it's like a pump thing. Okay, I just need to move my mouth up and down it. Okay. What the fuck? I never did this before. I need to get used to this. Doing it good? Nice. I can't wait to try this human juice. I didn't know you guys had special powers like this. No, sir, I'm not stopping. For my research, I must taste this delicious juice. Oh my god. Is it coming? Yeah. Wow. It's kind of salty. Not what I was expecting from a human. Reminds me when I drink from the sea. It's quite tasty though. Do you humans put this into a cup and just drink from it? Ah, very interesting. Not going to lie, I underestimated the human race. I just thought you were all boring and nothing much to you. Turns out you all have very magic things you can do. I, as a mermaid, I can't make my own juice and stuff. It's quite unfortunate. I'm jealous. The best I can do is swim and breathe underwater. I don't have any magic. Well, I guess I have some powers. I'm able to heal wounds. Actually, I forgot to check for wounds while you slept, so may I lift it up? Well, there's nothing on any of your free legs, so may I check under your shirt? You have a little wound here. Watch this. I just put my hand over the wound and... watch it heal. Cool, right? Well, thank you for this cultural exchange. if we can call it that. Thank you for letting me get all close up to you. The worst thing I want to do is scare you off. I learned something new, and I hope you learned something from me. So, it's still late into the night, don't you think? And now, don't you close your eyes? I know humans do this thing where they close their eyes and time goes faster. I recommend you do this. It is a while till sunrise, and my father will be wondering where I am. I will be back in the morning to help you get back to shore. Maybe I can try more of that juice tomorrow. So good night. I will see you soon.